Welcome to McAfee Coliseum in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Pablo Ozuna. Batting second. The second baseman, Tadahito Igoshi. Batting third. The right fielder, Jermaine Dye. Batting fourth. The DH, Jim Thome. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Joe Creed. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Juan Uribe. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Brian Anderson. Batting ninth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Javier Vazquez. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The catcher, Jason Kendall. Batting second. The second baseman, Mark Ellis. Batting third. The right fielder, Milton Bradley. Batting fourth. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Eric Chavez. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jay Payton. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Nick Swisher. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Dan Johnson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Marco Scudero. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Barry Zito. And now, play ball. Pablo Ozuna is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ozuna hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tadahito Igoshi batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Igoshi takes first base on ball 4. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Dye strikes out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Igoshi moves to second. Paul Konerko batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Konerko hits a fly ball into left field. Swisher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 0, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Kendall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Kendall hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ellis hits a pop-up towards the mound. Vazquez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bradley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 0, and the Athletics 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Creed takes first base on ball 4. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Uribe bunts towards the mound. Zito fields it and throws to first for the out. Creed moves to second. One out. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Payton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 0, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thomas strikes out. One out. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Chavez hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Payton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Uribe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pablo Ozuna is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ozuna is 0 for 1 in the game. Ozuna hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bradley. Ozuna reaches second base with a double. Tadahito Egoshi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egoshi is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Egoshi bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Kendall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dye is 0 for 1 in the game. Dye hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thome hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Swisher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Konerko batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Konerko is 0 for 1 in the game. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Zito, and towards Scudero, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher strikes out. One out. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Scudero hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Egoshi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Creed is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Creed takes first base on ball 4. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Uribe is 0 for 0 in the game. Uribe hits a fly ball into left field. Swisher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Swisher. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Creed moves to third. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pablo Ozuna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ozuna is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ozuna hits a fly ball into center field. Payton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Kendall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kendall is 0 for 1 in the game. Kendall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Creed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bradley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradley hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kendall moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kendall moves to third. Bradley moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kendall tags and scores. Bradley tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Chavez is 0 for 1 in the game. Chavez hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tadahito Igoshi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Igoshi is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Igoshi takes first base on ball 4. Jermaine Dye batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Dye is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Dye hits a fly ball into center field. Peyton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Thome strikes out. 2 outs. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konerko is 0 for 2 in the game. Konerko hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Payton is 0 for 1 in the game. Payton strikes out. 1 out. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Swisher hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Swisher moves to second. Marco Scudero batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Scudero is 0 for 1 in the game. Scudero hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Igoshi fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Creed batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Creed is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks, Creed hits a fly ball into center field. Peyton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Uribe is 0 for 1 in the game. Uribe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Anderson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Swisher. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Uribe moves to third. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Uribe scores. Anderson scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Pablo Ozuna is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ozuna is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Ozuna hits a pop-up towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tadahito Igoshi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Igoshi is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks, Igoshi hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Alomar moves to third. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Dye is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Dye is walked intentionally. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thome hits a fly ball into left field. Swisher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kendall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kendall hits a line drive into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ellis is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bradley hits a fly ball into left field. Ozuna settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Eric Chavez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Chavez is 0-for-2 in the game. Chavez takes first base on ball 4. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Payton is 0-for-2 in the game. Payton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vasquez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Konerko is 0-for-3 in the game. Konerko strikes out. One out. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Creed is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Creed takes first base on ball 4. Juan Uribe batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Uribe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Uribe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Matt Thornton now pitching. Ryan Sweeney now playing left field. Nick Swisher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Swisher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Swisher hits a line drive towards short. Uribe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Scudero is 0-for-2 in the game. Scudero strikes out. Two outs. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Kendall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kendall takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Mike McDougall now pitching. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Kendall moves to third. Ellis moves to second. It's White Sox, 4, Athletics, 4. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bradley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bradley takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Kendall scores. Ellis moves to third. Bradley moves to second. It's 5-4, Athletics. Boone Logan now pitching. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Chavez is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Chavez takes first base on ball 4. Ellis scores. Bradley moves to third. Thomas moves to second. It's 6-4, Athletics. Dustin Hermanson now pitching. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Payton is 0-3 in the game. Payton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bradley scores. Thomas moves to third. Chavez moves to second. It's 7-4, Athletics. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Swisher is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Swisher hits a fly ball into right field. Die settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Payton now playing left field. Nick Swisher now playing first base. Mark Coetzee now playing center field. Joe Kennedy now pitching. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 2-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Coetzee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scudero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Justin Tuchscherer now pitching. Tadahito Egoshi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Egoshi is 1-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Egoshi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Coetzee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Egoshi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scudero is 0-3 in the game. Scudero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Creed fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kendall is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kendall hits a pop-up towards third. Creed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Houston Street now pitching. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Dye is 1-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Dye hits a fly ball into center field. Coetzee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards first. Swisher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thome for the out. 2 outs. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Konerko is 0-4 in the game. Konerko hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Creed is 0-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Creed hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scudero fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from McAfee Coliseum in Oakland.